Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Peyton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. Lee, in this segment, please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with Billion Technology Laboratories, Mr. Vito Paparello. How are you, sir?
I'm well, man. Thank you. How are you?
We are doing great. Vito, can you talk a little bit about Billion Tech Labs? What are you doing for folks?
Well, absolutely, guys. You know, we started this company, you know, it's actually the iteration of trading, essentially, has been instilled within the core of the business for almost 18 years. For years, at the time that I was actually acquired as chief operations officer, we were at the time manually trading. We had a bunch of individuals that were executing trades, essentially pressing a button. We had analysts that were phenomenal at strategies and would look at the market and directionally be able to tell you where it was going to go at any particular time in the market. But the realization or the core principle was that the emotion was involved, guys. So if there was an emotional component, you know, and you press the button as an individual, it normally didn't, you know, your palms are sweaty, your feet are soaked, you know, you're anxious, even if you're winning money or if you're losing money equally. So we had to disassociate the emotional component. And that's the base principle of this technology or the technology entity is removing, you know, the human emotional component to allow yourself to maybe get out of your own way, as we say, and become a successful individual, albeit a trading or whatever may have the emotional component. Essentially, prohibiting you from that.
Now, is this who buys this technology from you? Is it big companies or is it the individual trader?
Well, actually, we built it for the individual trader. We actually built it for somebody that, if they've never seen a market before, could basically walk into something as simple as a wheat, you know, or natural gas or heating oil, and develop a strategy, and not necessarily worry about, you know, what the weather in Iowa is. And whether or not, you know, people are buying more Brett, it's very intuitive, and there's quantitative calculation methods in the software that can help you build a strategy from scratch.
And does it let me do simulations?
Absolutely. You can paper trade, as we call it, or demo trade. And theoretically, I mean, in most cases, when people are the most successful, they'll license the software from us. They will start with, you know, watching the tutorial videos, if you would, and then from there, they would essentially want to test their theory. So we back test it first to come up with an idea, and then we front test it to make sure it's steadfast. And then from there, you want to make sure it's actionable. And then you go live and go about your life as the software essentially automatically looks for those key indicators and then executes trades based on what you set up.
Now, when you're setting up these parameters, can it mimic like... you know, celebrity traders? Like if I wanted to mimic Warren Buffett's trading strategies, can I plug that in?
Absolutely. You can plug in the settings and automate that as well. Sure.
So you can have people that are mentors for you, you can kind of have it mimic their style of investing?
You can do it exactly how they set. Sure. You know, whether it be time, maybe they only trade one day a week. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they only go long, or maybe they only go short, you know, or maybe it's some variation of any, you know, any essential strategy, if you would. You can program that in and automate those positions while you're off. You know, you and I are sitting here talking essentially and enjoying ourselves, and you guys are getting to do what it is that you love to do. Your software is essentially a company with thousands of employees working a lot harder than we are to generate and look for interest, because you got to understand, once you take on this software and you automate these trades, you can do it in any market simultaneously across any spectrum.
Now, back in the day, it took an individual to pay attention to all this stuff, right?
Correct.
So this wasn't available until recently, this ability to do this while you sleep kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, automation, let's say there's, you know, in our research, let's say there's 50, you know, even if you want to be more outrageous, say there's 100 trading software companies out there. Out of those 100 companies, let's say only 10% of them are automated. Of those 10 companies, we're one of them, number one. But number two, a lot of those companies haven't built the automation within the software, meaning that it was actually built from automation. We didn't go back and add it. Mm-hmm. So us versus, you know, maybe a competitor, for example, we started out with that concept. So it wasn't like an overlay, and you don't need an engineering degree or a programming degree to figure out how to use our software. It's very intuitive. It's very easy. You've seen a video game, kids can use it. The individual that never watched even CNBC can open up a chart and start hitting buttons and essentially coming up with a theory and principle, because it's going to tell you based on your time frame what you'd have made in the market had you done those things.
So now, what's the biggest challenge for you as the chief operating officer?
Well, you know, at this particular time, and that's a great question, the challenges that we face are essentially educating the public. So if it's trading in futures, for example, or Forex, or going forward, we're trading the New York Stock Exchange, for example. Well, if the individual maybe doesn't understand the market or understand how necessary their lives, you know, how necessary it is for them to essentially hedge their lives and treat themselves like a business, because I know the people on the phone as well as myself remember 2006 through 2009 and the arduous task that took place trying to work our way out of a situation when we were basically, if you weren't trading and you didn't have a way to make money when the market goes down, then we're all subject to it. You know, it's the markets essentially, the stock market, the futures market, and Forex, those are the closest things to where essentially the faucet of money is produced. So if you're an employee of a company and you're working 9 to 5, and then all of a sudden, you know, the company's not profitable because the market took an absolute crash, well, then you're subject to maybe whatever that company needs to do in order to be solvent or remain solvent or make money or make their company better, so to speak. So you should have a market indicator. You should have a trading software. You should be trading yourself. Just so if you said, hey, listen, the Dow's up at an all-time high astronomically based on what I don't know, eventually, just like those previous years in the past, it's going to take a correction. But if you're not on the beneficiary side of receiving that money because you didn't short the market, well, guess what? We're right back where we were.
So now for you, who is your ideal customer?
Right now, our ideal customer is the entrepreneur. It's the individual that maybe understands that there's a great deal of ways to make money. So right out of the gate, that's our client, number one. Number two, if you didn't know, Forex is the largest lucrative market in the absolute known world. They trade about $7 trillion per day, moves through the Forex market. One of the largest domestic consumers of Forex happens to be, you know, the individual or the housewife. A lot of the times they'll trade. They'll make indicators and trade, and then, you know, that they think about it like, you know, they're just covering the overhead or making an ancillary income. There's a big market there. That's my consumer.
So now,
individuals that trade too.
So people who trade, on average, how often are they trading? Is this something they're doing every single day, or is this something they check in on weekends?
You know, most people, I would say, if they're trading, they're in front of their, if they're really trading and have been and have had success, or been around it for some period of time, greater than a few years, then they're in front of their computer daily. They're reading charts and indicators to determine what it is that they're about to do that day. You know, so it's essentially like, hey, look, I still have a job, even though I don't have to report to anybody. It's still, you know, I'm sitting in front of my computer, and, you know, I'm noticing a double bottom. Well, as soon as this thing breaks to the upside, then it's my position's going to come, and I'm going to take the loss. Well, guess what? With my software, you could be out doing something else, and if that's your indicator, and it recognizes it, software is going to automatically execute that position, and you could be off doing whatever.
Now, can I access the software on my phone, or is this something I have to do it on my computer at home?
Got to be downloaded to your desktop computer or your laptop, and we recommend a hard line plugged into the wall as well as the internet cable, because speed and efficiency come in pairs. We believe that the software is powerful enough, and if you're actually doing and setting up strategies, then that thing can be on all day. If it happens to notice an indicator in the middle of the night at 3 a.m., well, it's going to fire a position, you know, and that doesn't need your interaction at all. So if you're asleep, man, maybe you're in the market making money and you woke up and, you know, here we are, you know, your account maybe just grew.
So it can buy and sell on my behalf if I program it correctly?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
So now you're just trying to get the word out to these traders that are mostly entrepreneurs, do you find?
I think so. I think right now in our particular spectrum, that those individuals that are in front of their computer, like I said, I'm trying to get to them and say, basically, look, you're trading daily and you're making money, or you're not making money, or you're trying to make money. Essentially, if you're waiting for your position to happen, you don't own a career, you own a job. Whether you license my software, I can transition that. Now, you just bought a company, and that company is going to work for you in your manner that you set it up, and the employees are going to act the way you need them to act. And the best part about it is they don't need to eat, they don't need to sleep.
And then, so they just download the software. Do you have any, like you mentioned it's pretty intuitive so that the person could figure it out on their own, but is there help if I need it?
Yes. Yes. There's a chat service that's built into our website. There are tutorial videos that once you download the software, you have access to. So it walks you through some basic principles of how to utilize, how to open a chart, how to lay some indicators, how to use overlays, how to find things. I mean, we didn't wait to build the software. We didn't, I should say, wait to sell the software in order to make it complete. If you use it, you know, the Ikimuku overlay, or you use Dolce bands, or you use kettlebells, or you know, Elliott zigzags, or whatever kind of indicators you use to trade, we put that in there and then we automated it.
And then, so if you were new to this and maybe you've never used this software, but you've been thinking about doing it, but you were overwhelmed by the complexity and you want to try it with your technology, is there a way to test it, or you got to kind of go all in on this?
Yeah, we're looking for the all-in consumer right now, because you can watch the videos, you can see it in action. You know, we've got about 3.5 hours of content that is essentially a live webinar going through the software that was recorded for us. But we're looking for the individual. If you're serious about starting a business, if you're serious about having something work for you. Now, we use the software ourselves. You got to understand, selfishly, I built this for my family office as well as the individuals that were, you know, in small collection of shareholder values. And we said, look, you know, we didn't necessarily think that we were going to sell this to the masses, but it came to a point after certain iterations and upgrades that we no longer needed a mainframe computer, that we can have this accessible on a laptop. Well, in doing that, we don't have any latency on our side. There's no effect on our business, and it's your software. It's your own brokerage account. We're just the interface. Therefore, we've been using it, though, for over 24 months, and I've had success with it. And the tools that we built in there, like a trend line. So you use a trend line, draw it on the screen, automate it. If it crosses it, it's short or long, however you set it up.
Now, is this software as a service where I pay a monthly subscription, or is this something I buy outright and then when there's updates, I got to buy it again?
So it's a licensing fee. It's a month, or you can either pay it one time or license it throughout the course of a month and make the monthly payments. Upgrades are included. So if we change the look or aesthetics, or we've got to push information out there, or there's, you know, like the Apple iPhone, if you've got version, you know, 9.01, 9.02, those are automatically pushed to you. You download them, open it back up, and you know, those upgrades are essentially pushed out.
All right. Well, if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, you know, our website's a great place to not only learn information, but to get in contact with us. And that's www.billionoperatingsystem.com. Again, that's billionoperatingsystem.com. We appreciate any and all inquiries. If you guys have any questions, anybody listening, now's the time. You know, I mean, if you can't make money while you sleep, like Warren Buffett says, and you're beholden to them, you know, you're beholden to whomever and whatever you need to do to make it happen. And in addition to that, you know, I think in some form or fashion, that, you know, when the market goes down, everybody should have an ability to hedge their bet and make money, because otherwise, you know, again, like I said earlier, you're subject to whatever happens to you otherwise.
Vito Stone Payton here. While you and Lee were visiting, I poked around your website a little bit. Very friendly, very easy to get around. Tons of information there to get comfortable reading and maybe amass a handful of questions that somebody might have. But also the pricing, the fee structure on this is incredibly modest. I guess I was expecting a lot more zeros.
That's a great thing, Sonny. I think, you know, individuals use that software right now. That's a nominal expense for running a business, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, keep up the good work. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. And guys, I got to tell you, if you're listening to this conversation, whether you're listening to it live or you catch it after we get it published, go check this out at billiontechlabs.com. Vito, thank you so much. This has been a real pleasure, and we appreciate the info and look forward to learning more about you and your work, man.
Stone, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Fantastic conversation. Yeah, billionoperatingsystem.com. Guys, go start learning. Now's the time.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor, our guest today, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family, saying we'll see you in the fast lane.